Another hot day in Houston at NRG Stadium for day two of Houston Texans training camp. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Texans training camp today. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Mark, as we wrap up day two of training camp, we're starting to get into a little bit of a rhythm, both us off the field here and the players and coaches on the field.
Yeah, boy, they have a lot of work happening, Patty, because these first two practices, one thing I find interesting so far, how long they've been, longer than previous Texans training camp first couple of day practices. And I just think that, you know, he's just trying to show the guys what a training camp practice is all about. He said that after the day one practice, and you know, they're still ramping up here, and he's still trying to discover what kind of football team he really has in the throes of this. You know, they're a long way away from playing a preseason game. I think next week might be different in terms of rhythm, like you say, but we'll find out as it goes.
Well, and of course the fans were out here again today, 4,000 or 5,000 of them. Really, they were even louder and made more of a presence out here today than I think they did yesterday.
Yeah, I think so, Patty. You know, they love seeing the players come in. They all cheer. They all go nuts. J.J. Watt, Andre Johnson, everybody. I mean, early on, I mean, anybody could walk through here. John Weeks, you know, not to say that, John, you're not a superstar, but you are out here at training camp when you're the first guy out. And it's just great. I think they feed off the energy, and they need it because there is a temperature factor here, but don't tell Coach O'Brien about that.
I mean, it's Texas. I mean, it's hot. Whatever. We move on. These guys are doing fine. I mean, we're not expecting an Alaskan cold front to come wiping through here. We're out there and we're going, and you know, we just we're practicing. So, we go out there every day with the mission of getting better, and we don't really worry about things we can't control. We can do nothing about the weather. All we can control is what we do and what we know and how we produce on the field and how hard we play and what type of condition we're in and how hard we're studying and working and all those things. So we don't, you know, with all due respect to the question, like, that's not anything we think about.
It ramps up a little bit when the pads come on, and being a defensive lineman, that excites me quite a bit, obviously. But that's football. You play the game with pads on. You hit with pads on. You get a chance to really go out there and improve your craft when you play with pads on. So I'm really obviously looking forward to it.
Well, and JJ, not the only one excited to put the pads on. Everyone is looking forward to hitting someone, and that, of course, starts tomorrow.
Yeah, Patty, and I'm looking forward to seeing the battle in the trenches. You know, when you have O-line versus D-line and some of those individual drills they'll be doing. And when you look at that offensive line, you know, they got deeper right before camp because you're wondering about swing tackle. Derek Newton was named the starter at the end of the offseason practices. Will Yeatman came in, former Miami Dolphin, for depth purposes. We'll see what he can do. But they signed Tyson Klebo right before camp, who had his pick of teams, but he's really happy to be a Houston Texan.
I've been down here before, played down here several times. The atmosphere here, home games, is tremendous. And I just, you know, like the city, sat down with Coach O'Brien, really enjoyed our time together. New Coach Dunn, guys have a lot of talent on the roster here. It was just, it was an easy decision.
You know, Coach O'Brien always says, Patty, anytime you can make your team better, you're going to take that opportunity. And Klebo certainly makes them deeper at tackle. It's not as much of a concern as it was maybe even this time last week. They also signed Quinton Groves and Lawrence Sidbury, a couple of veteran linebackers, to further provide competition and depth in that position group.
All right, we've got to take our first time out here on Texans training camp today, but I'm going to give you the rest of the day off.
Oh, thank you so much.
Take the day off because I will be back with Devere Posey and Tony Banks. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans training camp today. The hardest working guy out here today, literally the last guy off the field, wide receiver Devere Posey. Is that indicative of your approach to this training camp, the coaching staff, or is this just the way you operate?
Nah, I mean, I've been doing it since my rookie year. You get so many reps in practice. I mean, around 10 or 12, if you're lucky, 6 balls. So I'm trying to make sure I get some catches and work on some routes I didn't get to do. So, you know, my number's called and I'm okay.
2 days in now, of course, heat is a factor, but you've got a new coaching staff, as I mentioned, out here. Can you just kind of take us through kind of some of the highlights for you? What's been a little bit different, what you like, what you're seeing out here?
I don't know. I mean, you know, anytime change is good to me. You know, I like everything all around. I like how they enforce, you know, teamwork and hard working and just doing your part to help the team. And for the most part, I enjoy the camaraderie every camp, and these coaches are falling right in line with that, and it's already been enjoyable.
You know, you talk a lot about teamwork, and team is a word we're hearing so much of. We watch you out here talking, you know, to Godsey. You're out here talking to Case Keenum, not just aligning yourself with the wide receivers, but kind of knowing what everybody's doing and getting different things from different coaches and different people, making you truly kind of that team effort that you keep referring to.
Yeah, well, it takes a village. It takes a village to win a game, just like it takes a team to win a championship. So, I mean, our goal is just to make sure we're pushing each other each day. And like Case, man, he's going to get on you. Fitzpatrick will get on you. And if they do something wrong, they'll let you know. And same goes with the coaches. Everybody has a responsibility to uphold, and we're all trying to do it each day.
You know, I know your goal each and every day, each and every year, is to get better. But you've got just such a talented receiving core out there. Andre back, which I know you couldn't be happier. But just for yourself, just sort of your goals, your expectations on the season that you're looking to accomplish out there.
Like you said, man, I'm excited to be a part of this group, man. When I look in our room, we got guys that can do everything. We got inside guys that can go out, outside guys that can go in. And just I think you know, how we all try to be, you know, all around and be able to do both. And for myself, that's my goal too, just to be in line with those guys and make sure I'm making plays.
You're also out here fielding some kicks. Is that something that you enjoy doing, or is that a good thing for you to be that versatile?
Well, I mean, I used to do some in college, and, you know, I kind of got away from it my first 2 years, just getting acclimated to the new playbook and everything. So it's just a process, and just getting back there. And I love it. I mean, it worked long concentration. And if I get opportunity, I'm going to make some plays.
All right, Devere, thank you so much. We have to take one final time out here on Texans training camp today, but don't go away. When we come back, a guy from the past, a face you might recognize, Tony Banks, will be with us. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans training camp today. As promised, original Houston Texan Tony Banks in the house. Great to have you out here, Tony.
Hey, great to be here. It's a little hot, but hey, it's summertime in Houston. What are you going to do?
You can't complain about the heat, though, because you're not between those lines anymore. You're doing it outside of the
line. I think I would complain less if I was inside the line.
You would?
Oh, yeah. I miss being hot on the field. I don't miss standing on the sideline being hot, though.
Well, now he's hot in the studio, of course. Last season, the first year with us in the Houston Texans on our pre- and post-game show, you did a great job. Love having you on the
Thank
same
you.
Team. But what is it that you really miss about being between those lines out there?
Well, you can't replace the type of relationships you make out there with your teammates. You spend so much time together. You get to know guys and their families, and a lot of jokes running around in the locker room. And I was good with the jokes, so I kind of missed that part. But I also miss just being out here throwing the ball around.
Well, Andre, maybe one of the few guys that's still left out there from your playing days?
Only guy I can see out there that I know.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you did see being out here today, spending a little time watching the team, especially from the quarterback position.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're very detail-oriented. Bill O'Brien, I know him from his Penn State days when I covered the Big Ten, so I know his attention to detail was second to none. And to me, that's something that's been missing with a lot of these new-age offenses. They're trying to make it simpler for quarterbacks so they can play earlier. To me, that limits what you can do on offense. I think Bill O'Brien is going to allow Fitzpatrick or whoever his quarterback is going to be to change plays at the line of scrimmage. Quarterbacks have the best seat in the house. When you have a guy like Fitzpatrick who has the cerebral capability of changing plays, getting out of bad plays into good, I think that's what Coach O'Brien is going to do. And you're going to see the offense open up a little bit, I think.
Well, and you and I were talking earlier about Fitzpatrick, and you kind of made an interesting point about the relationship and the chemistry that he could have with Andre Johnson moving forward.
Well, it'd be surprised to know this, but I think other than me, he's got some good zip on his football, you know, and it's not all about being able to throw the toughest throws on the planet, but he can do it. He needs a lot less room in the pocket than Matt Schaub. Is he better than Matt Schaub? I don't know that yet. But Matt Schaub needed a lot of room in the pocket. He had a big, long delivery, and a lot of that was because of deep play action, which is still good. But to me, Fitzpatrick throws from a tighter area, which is going to allow him to be a little more comfortable in that pocket.
How come whenever I ask you, it always comes back to you?
Well, I like me. I'm like Terrell Owens. I love me some meat.
Well, we love you some you. Glad to have you on the team last season. Look forward to some great things this year, and hopefully a much better record and some easier shows for you to put out up there.
No choice but to have a better record, right?
Absolutely. All right, that's going to do it for Texans training camp today. Of course, we will be back with you tomorrow. Pads go on for the first time, and we'll be back with you tomorrow night and each and every night for the next couple weeks. 10 o'clock, check your local listings right here on Fox Sports Southwest.